President Bush's Treasury Secretary has been on the job for one quarter. That's when businesses report their performances, so let's check on his. Henry Hank Paulson took office at the beginning of July. He said he had been assured that he would have more clout than his two predecessors. To talk about whether that's true, here's David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So is Hank Paulson any different from his two predecessors?
He's definitely different. He's almost defined himself as being the opposite of Jon Snow, his predecessor. He has, for instance, been very quiet, not gone a lot of TV interviews. He's picked his shots very carefully, made a couple of big speeches, and in a very dramatic departure has said he will not be campaigning for Republican candidates this fall, exactly the opposite of Mr. Snow. His big move so far has been to take a very high-profile trip to China, a place he's visited 70 times before as an investment banker.
I assume he didn't go along with Bono on that trip.
He did not take Bono. I don't think Bono will be traveling with his Treasury Secretary.
As he did with Paul O'Neill, one of the predecessors. Now, you mentioned that he's not campaigning for Republican candidates this fall. Why wouldn't a Treasury Secretary do that?
I think every Treasury Secretary has to decide who his client is. In some cases, they look at their client as being the political wing of the White House. Mr. Paulson seems to think his client is maybe the taxpayers of the United States, and he wants to preserve his stature as sort of a power broker, a deal maker, so that if Democrats take control of the House or Senate this fall, he hasn't poisoned the atmosphere too much.
Well, what would he want to do after the election then?
Mr. Paulson strikes me as a very ambitious, energetic man who is determined to accomplish something in the 2 years that are left in the Bush presidency. What that something is very much unclear. One possibility is to lead the charge for the president in negotiating a deal on the long-term budget problems, spending on health care and Social Security and tax reform. I think that that's something he would very much like to do if the president will give him the negotiating authority to do so.
Meaning the White House would have to agree to compromise.
I think Mr. Paulson knows that in this respect, he is an agent of the president. And unless the president is willing to put, say, tax increases on the table in order to get Democrats to negotiate a compromise, in my judgment, it'll be very hard for Mr. Paulson to accomplish anything.
Now, this is a big if, because the election is still weeks away. But if one or both of the houses of Congress were to change, would that make that kind of deal-making more likely?
There are two sets of arguments. One set of arguments is that if the Democrats get control of one house or another, they'll have some responsibility to govern. It may force a compromise between Republicans and Democrats. A second argument is that the Democrats will spend most of the next 2 years investigating the Bush administration and gearing up for the 2008 elections. It's too early to know which scenario will play out. But it is clear that any Democrat who wants to do a deal with the White House, and Mr. Paulson, if he wants to do a deal with Democrats, really only has maybe 9 or 10 months in 2007 to get anything done before the presidential campaign overshadows everything.
Now, you mentioned, David Wessel, that Hank Paulson has stayed out of public view for the most part. Has your reporting revealed what he's been like in private?
Mr. Paulson seems to have spent a great deal of time reaching out to Congress, which seems a smart strategy for a newcomer to Washington. A bunch of us from the Wall Street Journal did an interview with him that was scheduled for an hour. He really spoke at us for 20 minutes. I had to interrupt to get our first question in. He has given two big speeches. He cares about them deeply, so deeply that he's already burned out his first speechwriter.
Always interesting with powerful men. How did he take the interruption when you stopped him?
He took it very well. This is a man who knows that reporters will shape his image in Washington. And if he thinks that we're being rude, he doesn't show it.
So low profile, but still thinking about what the public thinks.
I don't think it's low profile. I think it's strategically using his profile to achieve his ends. He didn't call us in to talk to us until he was about to make a trip to China and he had something to say.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, good to talk with you.
You're welcome.
And you can read David's recent column on Treasury Secretary Paulson by going to a link at npr.org.